Mara Whitman. Good afternoon, Mara.
Good afternoon.
And welcome back to Pioneer 90.1. You and your staff have been very, very busy the past couple of weeks dealing with the Northwest Minnesota Art Exhibit based in Kennedy this year. And if you would, Mara, tell us how that went overall.
Oh, it went great. Of course, our listeners know that Kennedy is one of our smaller towns in Kitson County, so you always wonder how it's going to go, but we had about 250 people signed our guest book, so that shows a pretty active week, you know, with the show being up.
Sure.
And 168 people voted for the adult people's choice, so a good amount of voting happened. And on Sunday, this past Sunday, May 6th, we had our reception, and that was attended by, you know, a nice big group of people. I would think that we never count. I know that's kind of goofy, but we just look at the room and decide how many people are there. But it was probably about 140 people there in Kennedy on Sunday. So, yeah,
that's
nice
great
group.
Yeah, last week we talked with Mary Cooney. She was the site coordinator, obviously, and she was very gracious in her time. And from what I've heard, it was a very successful event.
Yes, it was, definitely. It was fun. It's always a little bit of a marathon to do it. But once we're into it and we see the artwork, it's fun to see it up. And then, within a week, week and a half, 2 weeks, we pull it all down again. So it's interesting.
In looking at what was on display there, can you kind of give us an idea of what was the flavor of the artistic work on display? Was it quite varied?
You know, it wasn't as varied in the adult work as we've seen in years past. There was a lot of painting. We had quite a bit of painting submitted this year in the adult category. So I'm not sure why that was. Maybe the location that some of our sculpting artists just decided not to, put something in that far away this year. I'm not sure. But unfortunately, we don't have a large enough budget to pay all kinds of mileage stipends to let everyone have some mileage reimbursement. So, you know, the site does kind of, you know, decide a little bit where our participation comes from the artists. And then the student work was sort of opposite. We had just a few paintings in and lots of sculpture, lots of three-dimensional work. So it was kind of interesting going between the two buildings and seeing what was in each place. And of course, certain schools that decided to exhibit, many of their students came in with entries. They had some things that were classroom assignments that, you know, that were sculpture pieces or glass pieces or things like that. So it made an interesting show, definitely. And I liked, some years we have a lot more photography in both sections, but this year we didn't, but it was, you know, good quality photography. But some years it feels like we have almost a photographic show, and this year didn't feel like that either. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And part of the exhibit, too, there were cash awards being given out. And what was the total on the cash awards being given out?
Oh, it's like $2,300 or $2,500 worth of cash awards. Our top adult prize is $500 still, which we've done for a few years. And then we have first, second, and third. And across those, we give over, you know, $1,000 out to those first three places in the adults. And then we have merit awards through the adults of $100 each. And then People's Choice this year was a tie. We barely ever have a tie, and we had a tie. So LaVon Forsberg of Thief River Falls and Lauren Youngren of Hallock tied for People's Choice in the adult category. So they'll each get $100. We'll give them each a People's Choice check. So.
Okay, all right. And we talked 2 weeks ago, and I believe there was some kind of an announcement on supporters of the year for the fine arts. Is that right, or am I misreading that?
Nope, you're right.
Okay.
We had Bob Wenzel was our Arts Advocate of the Year, and he is a musician who's well-known in the War Road area. He's a man who gives a lot of his time to volunteer efforts. He leads fundraisers by bringing his music and the music of his students to the fundraiser to kind of drum up more attendance. He does lots of things in and out of the War Road senior centers or assisted livings and things like that where he comes and plays and his students. There were a lot of nice recommendation letters that were related to just how giving he is of his time. And then he creates musical instruments. He's one of the people in our area that build musical instruments. So I don't know, Ram, if we can convince him to be on your show. He's a little bit timid about public speaking. He didn't say anything to our crowd, really. He just and this is sometimes a musician is like this. They'd much rather just show their music. Sure, so that's what he did. He played a piece, but he interesting, you know, to create the violins and guitars and yeah.
Wow. So, maybe I'll invite him out for lunch somewhere. We'll just chat. That would be
yeah. You should.
Yeah, I'll bring a tape recorder. And where's Bob from again?
He's from War Road. And what we do with our Artist of the Year is we give them a $500 check that they can use how they wish, but a lot of times they put it back into a community effort that they've been involved in. And then we also give them an award that they can put on their shelf. We give them an engraved clock. I don't know. It's nice. And the recognition, of course, is nice. So we'll do more to recognize Bob in the weeks to come. And then our Artist of the Year, Nick Reitzel of Carlstead, was not able to attend. But Nick is well known throughout our area for doing commissioned works for people of their families, their animals. He does some veterans pieces that are really nice. Oh. He does caricatures, too. So he was actually at a prom party doing that the night before, and he is well known for his being selected in the competitions that have to do with the DNR stamps in Minnesota. He's been selected many times to receive that honor that he's created a walleye or some sort of fish in habitat that's been selected for that prize. So,
well, congratulations to Nick and to Bob as well. That's great. Were either one surprised when they found out they won the awards?
Oh, I would guess both were very surprised. Yeah. It's usually because, you know, you don't nominate yourself. It's some other group
of
people.
That's true. So, and as you mentioned, too, they're so committed to supporting the arts. And I'm sure in a lot of cases, too, they don't really want to have that limelight. You know, they just do what they do.
Yes, many are that way. And yet some, you know, it's just so nice to be able to recognize what they've done in their life. Before, we can't do it. Like a couple of years ago, we had, after she had passed, Frances Carlson's nomination come forward from Roseau, and many people from that part of your listening area know who Frances is, and she is a painter and a wonderful woman who always was an advocate in the arts. And, you know, that's kind of too bad that it came after she had passed. You know what I mean?
Good point. Is next year's site chosen yet for the exhibit?
No, but Deb Oney, the teacher from Greenbush Middle River, kind of pulled me aside to say that she might work on Greenbush or Middle River, which would be nice because we haven't been in those areas yet. And then Fauston has been talking with me off and on, so it could be Fauston. And then, honestly, wherever we go, I have lots of calls after we've left that they would love us back at any point.
Well,
so we might even repeat a community.
Sure, well, that's nice. That's a great way to have feedback on that, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Well, if anyone wants more information, of course, they need to contact me. That we are still looking for our site for next year, so you know they can find out more about how the co-sponsoring of the exhibit, what the requirements are, and what you need to do as a community, and they can start talking with me. And even if they're not interested in next year, they might be interested in the year after. You know, so
Yep. Great idea. It's a 7-county area that the Arts Council covers, and a lot of possibilities there. Anything coming up in the short term here we should talk about, Mara?
No, not necessarily. We're just getting ready to really hit our website with a lot of promotion of the activities that we've funded. So people can check out our www.northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org site for information on maybe where to go and to view art and attend some concerts and plays this summer. And then we have to wait. We're in our planning mode now and reporting, so we have to get all our reporting done and start writing our plans, and then we'll start a new cycle with new funding as of July.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. And if you would, pass along a contact phone number for you as well, Mara.
Sure. It's 218-745-9111.
Okay, 218-745-9111. And that website address again?
www.northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org.
All right, very good. Mara, thank you so much again.
All right, thank you.
That's Mara Whitman, the Executive Director of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council based in Warren, Minnesota.